This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to AfterBuzz, The Good Place, and this is the best place to be for everything about The Good Place. Stay tuned, we're going to get into Chidi and him being the heartbreak kid. We're gonna get into what Jason's the smart one and a much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
Yeah, such a nice refreshing melody.
It really is.
It feels like heaven, don't it?
Yes.
Hey, welcome back, guys. We're going to get into so much today. We're so excited that you tuned back in. We're going to get into Chidi being the heartbreak kid. We're going to talk about what? Jason's the smart one. We're going to talk about saving souls. Plus, we got a special segment coming up, Chalk It Up to Chidi. We got a little news action. We got some behind-the-scenes photos. I mean, the plate is full, and we're gonna digest it all, okay? We got some predictions towards the end. But first off, I'm Sarai, and I'm not doing it by myself. I'm joined with these two lovely ladies.
Yeah. Yes. Finally, like a whole panel.
We're all together. Finally. Man, I miss you guys.
I was meant to be the brainy bunch.
Just like the brainy bunch. We're better when we're together.
Yes. So true. Yes. Three is all a triangle. The strongest figure in the world is a triangle. That's what I learned before I fell asleep in class. What are you guys' names?
I'm Elena Jordan. You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at that Elena Jordan girl.
And I am nice. Taylor Gates.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So what did you guys think about this episode?
I loved this episode.
Oh, it was good, right?
I thought it was last episode is still my favorite because shirtless Chidi.
Woo!
I'm not gonna lie, that's probably always gonna be my favorite. Who, what, when, where, wine.
Yeah. Get this girl some.
But
cool her off, guys. Cool her off.
But I love this episode. I thought it was brilliant. I love seeing just the way that everything is going and how they're just constantly keeping us on our toes and dropping in new unexpected things like Donkey Doug being Jason's dad.
What?
It's all these random things. I loved it.
I did too. I liked how we had sort of like two main plots, because usually we're like a little bit all over the place, which is great, but it was kind of nice to be able to focus on like two like really important elements. I mean, we had Chidi having to break up with Simone, which sort of broke my heart because I love me some Simone. And then, of course, Jason's family, which I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And I love the fact that his dad is essentially just older Jason.
Yeah, exactly. Who was the mom at this point? I just want to know at this point. Hopefully we get to meet the mom. I'm not even sure if she's even alive. But that brings us to our first one, right? Chidi. We have, like she said, everything's grouped up. So we have Chidi and Eleanor and Janet, which is always exciting to see all three of those in one bunk. And for some reason, they always put Eleanor and Chidi together. Janet comes up with a simulator, basically, to help Chidi break up with Simone and make them, you know, go through different dates to see what's the best way to break up. What did you guys think about that? Did you think it was going to fail as many times, or did you see it about to be horrible?
Yes. I knew it was going to fail that many times, but I love it when the show does that. Like, one of my favorite, like, supercuts or just, like, little montages that they have was when Michael kept rebooting The Good Place, and just, like, had all these, like, weird people coming in, trying to find Eleanor's soulmate. Like, I love it when they do those really quick and fast jokes, like, over and over. And so I really liked this little compilation they put together.
It made me think of the Trolley Problem episode a lot, too. Oh. Like, when Michael kept, like, snapping to bring him back, and this time Chidi was the one doing the simulator. I was like, okay, I see your callback. I like it.
They use it, all, like you said, all throughout the season.
And I like that they... say that Chidi got fired, because I was like, how is he not fired? You can't just show up and be like, I'm gonna eat Peep's chili, nothing matters. I'm your professor. Like, I was like, okay, I'm glad that at least the university's like, you can't have a sabbatical, you can just GTFO. Just leave.
That was a perfect way. That's a perfect way to just end that storyline and let him be free to do whatever at this point. I loved it. Some of the things he said was, I don't know if you which was you guys' favorite, but he comes in there and he's like, I'm dying. And she's like,
No, you're not.
Stop it. No, you're not. And he's like, are we all dying as soon as we're alive?
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ivan is like, whatever. Another one was, I'm Special Agent Rick Justice. He went to her and actually said, will you marry me? Just crazy. And then my favorite, too, was, here's a puppy.
The puppy is my favorite,
man,
as well.
If he's like, his name is Martin, and he's so cute, and also we're breaking up, but it's a puppy. I'm like, I will date you just to break up for the puppy. Mm-hmm. Is that bad?
It softens the blow, man.
Yeah. He's like, dagger.
Puppy. Soft puppy to soften the blow. Work.
Exactly.
The crazy thing is, I think there are going to be some men out there who watch the show and be like, maybe that is a good effective way
maybe
to break
I
it up.
Maybe I should give her a golden retriever. Yeah. I don't know.
I want that to become the new norm. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Don't ghost me. Bring me a puppy.
Yeah. I like it. That should be your life motto.
I think that is.
Or your Tinder bio or something.
Because you get something out of it, right? Who needs a ring? Just get a puppy. A puppy? Well, a puppy won't last longer. I don't know. I would say a puppy lasts longer, but...
That was bleak.
Diamonds all forever.
Diamonds. I was wondering, as of the last episode, how would they come off of this, basically? I was like, what are they going to do with it? After Jeremy Barrerami, I was like, what are they going to do? And sure enough, they found another way to not have to reset it, and we see the whole thing going over in Earth again. They found a way to make it exciting, and we delve deeper into their story. So I thought it was really well done. And I don't know if you guys saw it too, but did you see them making Chidi and Simone breaking up?
What do you mean?
Like, did you see them having to...
Well, last episode, because they didn't really reference Simone at all, and it was more like the core four, and then having Larry come in just at the very end, I kind of gathered that it would be a scenario where it's like, okay, we need to focus on just the four of these guys. Like, this is the magic recipe. But, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about what makes sense, is that Chidi would want to break up with Simone because he wouldn't want to risk accidentally damning her by letting information slip. So, but the only thing to me was, I was like, if I was dating some dude and he was like, oh, well, I just found out that I'm going to hell because the afterlife is real and that's where I've been hanging out. And then I got reset and now I'm hanging out with you. I'd be like, okay,
brain. Let's get you in the MRI machine and just see what's going on.
I would just tell her the truth, man. Yeah. It's like, if you're that worried about the lie, she's not going to believe you. And also, why didn't she break up with you when you were eating crazy chili, having your weird, like, nihilist breakdown?
Because I want someone to make me peeps and chili.
You was getting hungry there?
Yeah.
He kind of sold it a little bit.
And a song with it. Yeah. The best.
It was kind of nice. And of course, when they're...
chili. And it makes it taste bad.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. And of course, it kind of got me too. I don't know if it got you guys too, but she started giving him the best way out. I was like, you know what? It's not working out. Maybe we should break up. Did you guys know immediately that was Eleanor, or did you...
I mean,
did it fool you?
It fooled me at the beginning, but then it's like pretty immediate that that would make sense, that Eleanor. That's what Eleanor would do. And so it's like, you can even just see it, her with Janet, like, give it to me, let me do it. Can I do it? Yeah. Can I just do it once, Janet? And Janet, like, apprehensively being like,
she's bing. I'm about to leave the room. And she walks out.
God, bing. Janet doing her own bings is my new favorite thing. It's my new favorite bing.
And wow, there's the pun. We knew there was going to be one that really hit us.
Do your thing, Taylor. There it is.
But I also just love the fact that Eleanor has such, like, a distinguishable voice. Yes. That the moment she, like, someone uses her vocabulary, you're like, this is fishy. Like, that's just a testament to good writing, I think. Yeah. When she has those catchphrases and just, like, that way of speaking is so good. And the actress that plays Simone being able to, like, impersonate
Janet.
Those two.
I saw Janet for
so
a second.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
She was brilliant.
She was phenomenal.
I feel like that was almost intentional, where it's like, hey, we may not see her for the rest of this series, but, like, other people hire her, please. Because look how good she is.
She's
like, it may not work in our storyline. Please continue to put this woman that I've not seen on camera before on camera. She's phenomenal.
Now, Simone fan. Well, you know what? You weren't the only one a Simone fan this episode. Eleanor leaned in for a kiss. How did that make you guys feel?
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too. I think that the showrunners have said that Eleanor is a canon bisexual, which is really cool.
That's fun.
And so, like, I'm here for Eleanor having a fling with a lady.
Ooh,
I want to see it.
I don't know why this is lesbian fling. I don't know, but
I like it.
I like it.
And I am like,
I thought Eleanor and Janet. No?
No, because Janet and Jason.
That's messy.
Janet and Jason. Yeah, it's like, they're I just ship Janet and Jason. They're too perfect. Like, the idiot and the woman who knows everything. They're like, opposites attract. It's too great.
When I saw her hand slowly touch Janet, I mean, Simone's hand, I'm like, oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
My favorite line, I think, of the whole episode, which might just be the whole series, because I'm like, I'm with you, Eleanor, where she's like, just tell her you're gay or bi.
Yeah.
I'm not bi. Why not? More
it's
guys should be bi.
It's 2018.
Yes. And I'm with it.
Yeah. I love it.
That's my stance.
Yeah. I love how they're making her character in real life is kind of similar to, well, her real life person. I guess we aren't characters in real life, but how she is mirrors on the show. That's cool. What else about the simulator? Oh, and of course, Eleanor being so raunchy, she's first thing she thinks about at the simulator is porn.
Shocker.
Yeah.
They did such great writing with Eleanor. They make you love and hate her at the same time. Like, I love her, though. I think she's the type of person where she's just the right amount of B. I don't want to say the word, but she's just like, right amount of bitch. You know, like, I...
Bench. It's the good place. Bench. We change it to bench.
Bench. She's the right amount of bench. You know? What did you think? What did you think about that? Did you think that was just typical Eleanor?
I mean, Jason Statham in a case of Red Bull. I wouldn't fight you on that. I'm with you.
Like I said, there is just such good writing on her, and she's just so unapologetically herself, like, for better or for worse. Usually it's worse, but that's why we love her.
Yeah, but she comes through at the end. She was the person, she talked to him towards the end and redirected him, and once again, she saves Chidi. Like, they have some type of relationship where they work well together, basically.
And I really liked the line when she said, you just have to talk to her. She's a badass and her world is bigger than your relationship. I thought that was such a great line. I love that.
Because I feel like, especially in this day and age, people are so kind of tunnel vision on their own, where they're like, oh, well, if I break up with this person, their world is going to shatter. And it's like, that's the most narcissistic, selfish way to view a relationship. Is it's like, why don't instead go, this isn't working at this point. Mm. Let's each take what we can learn from it, move on to become better people.
Yeah.
This show, I love it because it has all of these life lessons, but not in a preachy way. Yeah. Everything is done in
it
a comedic.
Good.
Yeah.
It's light. Very light.
And
it's preachy, but it's
like,
light.
Yeah.
Light
you never preachy. Feel like they're like overbearing with anything.
Like throwing it down your throat. Right?
Even like the Elon Musk reference. I know that's like later, but she's like, what a weird creep. Like, why was I friends with him? And I'm just like, God, I love all these little subtle things.
I love Tahani's name dropping. Like at least two or three times an episode. I'm like, who are we getting this time?
She's just so vain. Oh, but you know what's not vain?
AfterBuzz TV. Because we're going to ask for your guys' help. But we deserve it because our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your guys' help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we will thank you guys on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Well done.
Yeah. Yay!
Yes. Do it.
Yeah.
Check it out, guys. There's so much good stuff there.
I love it. It's basically like AfterBuzz is its own Janet, where it's like, oh, you're looking for this? Yeah. Here you go. Bing! Bing! There you go. Yeah. We organized it all, exactly. So it's easy to find.
And we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. Yeah. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's no excuse.
We Janetized it.
No excuses.
No excuses. So, moving along, what do you guys think about what Jason is actually the smart one?
I mean, that's relative.
Well, there's another pun for you.
That's relative. Yeah. Oh, she didn't even realize it. So we basically see Jason goes home to save his father, right?
Donkey and Dad.
Donkey Doug.
Please call me Donkey Dad.
But he's promoted to Donkey Dad by the end of the episode, right? He goes back home to save his dad, and I was wondering what world this is going to be, because I'm wondering, is he getting it from his mom? But of course he got it from his dad for sure. And we also see his friend, Pillboy.
With an eye at the end.
With an eye.
Pillboy, of course. And out of those three amigos.
Pillboy.
Yeah. Pillboy. Out of those three amigos, Jason, to me, is actually the smarter one.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty Floridian.
Floridian?
Floridian. They're all very much like, we're from Florida. We're indicative of everything from Florida. Like, they're very much like, go Jacksonville Jaguars. They're, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I can't.
I'm from the South. I can't do that one.
I'm from Alabama, too. So it's like, I'm allowed to say it. Everybody, it's like, come on, man. Florida man is a thing. Just type in Florida man and just see what pops up. Yeah, I'm allowed
Florida
to say this.
Florida man eaten by crocodile.
Florida man throws crocodile through drive-thru window. That happened. Florida what man is happening in Florida?
In his bathtub.
Anyway.
Just anyway.
Crocodile. So, yeah, Jason basically could be mayor of Florida if he wanted to be. I mean,
he's a smart one.
Yeah. But I mean, I love that they have this whole relationship with him and his dad even saying later on, like, this, I'm going to do for you what my dad did for me, what his dad did for him, and what someday you'll do for your kid. And he's like, I mean, I hope not. Like, I hope we're not running from the police. Like,
that's when I knew he had more reasoning up here. Because Jason, around everyone else, he just kind of goes with the flow and he's like, miss it. It goes straight over his head. But when that line came, I was like, okay, he's the smart one. He's the one that actually gets it a little bit, you know?
Maybe this experience has changed him more than we know.
That's what I think. And I'll wait until predictions until I dive into, like, what this basically, the Jason storyline. I was like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. Every time I'm like, oh, I definitely got this figured out. I'm 100% wrong. The show throws loops. Jeremy Bear Me loops all over the place.
That's good writing when you remember that.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever forget that. The Jeremy Bear Me, like the
past. This whole show is just the eye over the Bear Me to me. Like, I'm like, the whole thing breaks me. My brain explodes every time I watch any of it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And Pillboy, he's working at the old folks' home. And I don't understand how these people are getting how did he get the job? I guess I understand his dad.
Florida.
That can't be your answer for everything. Why is he such an idiot? Florida.
Well, like, he's, but he's good with the patients. Like, he connected with that one lady, which I was like, this is sweet. Like, he's a little out there, and like, he's, you know, selling lots of pills, but like, he made that lady smile, and he clearly has a good relationship with her, and so it's like, maybe there's more to Pillboy too, and that's why I think Jason chose to save him.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if you're gonna make somebody trip balls, it might as well be old people.
Exactly.
That's nice, I guess.
You heard it here by Elena. Her right? views doesn't represent nice? The whole AfterBuzz band. Yeah. If you want to make them trip balls, pick on the old people. Like, they're
it's
about
to pick on the old people. Help them out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they want it. Don't make sure they don't mix the wrong pills. That's what he was doing. Like, hey, don't go like crawling into the ice machine crazy. Just have a 5-hour energy, pop one of these, relax.
She was definitely asking for it. She was asking the old lady, she was asking for it for sure. She wanted to just take a good little nap, you know what I mean? So Pillboy, he's an idiot. I wonder if he ever met Janet. I wonder if Janet just has a thing for dumb guys, or does she just like Jason?
I wonder
if Janet ever, you think so? Because I wonder if she ever met Pillboy, would she be like,
No, I think it's Jason 100%. Like, so, it's this connection that she's had because he was the one who saved her. Like, mm-hmm. it was when she was rebooted, that was who she felt a connection with. So it's this, and she's already been rebooted over 800 times. She's the most evolved Janet of all of the Janet. She's the only Janet, one who can have this emotional connection. And it's because she basically imprinted on Jason. It's kind of like, you know, when you get, like, a baby reference. Bird. No, like imprinting. Like when you get like a baby bird or like a baby animal, like they imprint on you. They think of you as like their mother or their, like their something, their connection. That's you have like a deep connection. So I think it's not that Janet just, you know, is there for idiots. I think it's just that she genuinely loves Jason. Yeah. I love that she has her own simulator, too.
Yes. But I don't want to go in there. It's probably sticky in there for sure. Steamy and sticky. that's the almost.
That's the 13.
I'm just saying, the way she, okay, whatever. And the same thought, basically they have the whole thing where they're trying to save the dad's soul, right? So, Michael, Tahani, and Jason go back to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
Go back to Jacksonville, Florida. And the whole scheme is to stop the dad from doing the get rich quick schemes and to actually get a good job as an electrician.
Dodgeball horseshoes, though.
Yeah.
I do not trust him as my electrician.
I'm sorry. How is he not in jail if he killed all these people playing dodgeball horseshoes? Like, they just glance at, and everybody died. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I can't.
And no one even said anything. They were like, okay,
Florida. Just throw horseshoes at each other? Okay.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
And
check out my jacuzzi and put stuff in each other. That's going to be my new go-to line.
There's another part of your Tinder bio. You're writing it.
I don't know how many swipes you're going to get on that one. Basically, they come up with Double Trouble. It's an energy drink / body spray. Would you guys use it?
I mean, listen. Let's not. I would not use it, considering they're just mixing the two together.
Yeah.
If it was a legit thing,
it's not even edible.
I'm interested. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even edible.
It's not the way they're making it.
No. When's the last time someone drunk deodorant? I hear deodorant gives
I'm sure it's more people than you think, let's be real.
Florida.
No,
that can't be the answer for everything.
Florida is so mad at me. I love Florida. That's where I spent all my summer, so.
She's like, Florida, you know.
But 100% I can say firsthand, because that's where I spent all my summers, Florida.
That's horrible.
I am obsessed with the Shark Tank references they made,
Oh my
gosh. I was dying, because I love Shark Tank, and so she's like, sharks. And I was like, this is so good.
Mm-hmm. I love how Tani is still with him, but she always looks at him like, did you really just say that?
Yeah.
Like, she's always just kind of like, ugh.
I love Tahani so much. Even when she's, like, saving Pillboy, when she's like, there's been a change of plans. You're not going to do the robbery anymore. Okay. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. And they have the three flavors. They have the raspberry perspirant. Mm-hmm. They have the cedarwood melon blast. And, of course, the 24-hour lemon must extreme.
That is also a lubricant.
Yes.
Yes.
Like Elon.
It's a bonus.
No. I would say no to all of you. Maybe I would do the raspberry perspirant, but the 24-hour musk, I don't even know if I want a musk for 24 hours. But yeah, it's just.
I don't think
so
I want
any
of that for 24 hours. I don't want it for 24 minutes.
So, I mean, that's horrible. So they come up with a plan. They were going to rob, they say at first, one factory or two factories, which is the deodorant spot and also the energy drink, because you need to mix them. At first, like you said, Taylor, I thought it was something they had like a home remedy. But dealing with these guys, I don't even know why I gave them that much credit. You know, they're literally going to the energy spot and the deodorant spot and just mixing it together. And of course, they need a bottle, so they're going to hit three factories. And for some reason, Jason has the epiphany, like, I can't save my dad. Like, he's unsavable, but let's save Pillboy. Did you guys think it was too soon to give up on dad?
Oh, what a question.
I feel like it'll circle back. I think it'll be... So? Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a situation where he's just going to basically be like, here, I'll just let my dad be damned forever. It's like, it is difficult to save him if he's going to prison right now.
But I think it's the same kind of Jason and his dad are very much like very similar people. Uh-huh. And like Jason's not a bad person, we've established. He just like makes really dumb choices because he doesn't have that much intellect, I guess you would say. And I think that, so I don't think his dad is completely unsavable either. I think that even saw that when he, you know, wanted to save Jason. Like, that shows that he cares about someone else and has potential.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good point, is that it was this selfless moment at the end that, and they have this whole lineage of fathers doing selfless things mm-hmm. for their kids, even though it's misguided. It's not that he's a bad person. He's just a misguided person. He's been put in a scenario that he's tried to make the best of what he can.
Yeah.
I wonder if intelligence is a factor in The Good Place. You know what I mean? Because obviously they make so many mistakes based on their intellect. It's almost like they don't know better. They know better, but it's like above their head. You know what I mean? Jason, some things he does, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think he's trying to be like intentionally bad. I just think he's an idiot.
But she's not trying to be intentionally bad either, though. Right.
None of them are. That's the whole point. Is that none of these guys are malicious. None of them have malicious intentions. Mm-hmm. Even Eleanor. Like, they all are just a product of their environment mm-hmm. and the way that they were raised and the way that they have made these choices. Mm-hmm. And then now they're being told, hey, all of these things that have led up to this point isn't working for you. You have the ability to change your scenario and your situation, but you have to make the conscious effort to do it.
That raises the question, though. Do people do bad because they just don't know any better?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really big question to say, mm-hmm. why do people do things? I mean, then that's getting into the whole moral philosophy cheaty thing of what is good and what is bad. And again, you know, if you're looking at virtue ethics versus consequentialism versus mm-hmm. utilitarianism.
She's showing off her knowledge from the last episode.
She's shooting them off. Look, whatever. I study philosophy. It's a meaningless degree. This is the only time I get to use these words.
Go ahead. I was impressed. Whatever. I loved her. Yeah, I knew she saw it from the last episode. So, but the way it came out, I was like, nice.
I know.
I would have stuttered all through that.
It's like here and when I just see people like with a cloud of smoke at parties and I'm like, you'll listen to me because you can't move. This is the only time I get to say these things.
Go for it, girl. It's the best, it's the best show to do it on.
But yeah, I think it's just kind of, I think that's the point of this show is that they intentionally don't have anybody with malicious intent. Mm-hmm. It's that it's all of these people that it's all circumstantial situations and it's all them making each of these individual choices and the collective of all of these choices mm-hmm. together is what they total up as the good points and the bad points. Yeah. It's showing that basically all of your actions have consequences, even if they're tiny actions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well put. At the end, they just tie it all together. They tell Billboy that, you know, Billboy obviously has to have an understanding since they saved him. They tell him that they're secret NASA spies. And of course, Jason's the one who came up with that. And Tahani just sits there just like, oh my God, your abs. Like, she just look at him. You know, what do you think is going to end up happening to Billboy? Well, I guess that might be predictions, but you think Billboy's going to be on the straight and narrow or...
I mean, Pillboy is just kind of doing whatever people tell him, I think. It's just like, hey, hang out here, give pills to old people, don't do any more crime. And he's like, okay.
I think he can do it.
Yeah, I believe it. Basically just he goes along. Like, he's never the person kind of coming up with the plan, mm-hmm. really. The one time that he did was he used this snorkel while I lock you with no air holes in a safe.
Snorkel's broken.
So it's I think like that is one where they're like, hey, let's start with something easy, which is basically just we're going to tell you what to do. You do it.
Mm-hmm. And we're basically left on a cliffhanger that next episode will be Tahani. She will be going, you know, they left off in Budapest. So now we're going to see Tahani trying to save her mom, I believe.
Eleanor saving her mom.
Yeah. Right Tahani, now they're going to Budapest. Like they're in Budapest, Hungary with Tahani, but they're not saying what her specific thing is.
Eleanor.
Yeah. It was Eleanor thought that both of her parents were dead.
Dun, dun, dun. What do you guys think about that? What do you think that's going to do to her character? Her mom is still alive.
I love the actress who plays her mom so much that mm-hmm. I'm just ecstatic to have her back at all. If mm-hmm. you've been watching this season of American Horror Story, she is killing it. So I'm just stoked to get to see that actress. So.
Yeah, I'm excited too because, I mean, we've seen her mom in flashbacks and stuff about she's like very much always has a glass of like wine in her hand. And it's like not a very attentive mother. So I'm so excited to see them, and I hope we get like more of these stories where we meet mm-hmm, the family. Mm-hmm. I loved Jason, so I can only imagine. Like, I want to see Chidi's family, and I want to see Tahani's family. We've seen a little bit.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of her family.
We have seen quite a bit of Tahani's family and her sister, who just cracks me up every time we see her sister.
And they just kind of breezed over Larry. Sorry, let me cut you off. Breezed over Larry. Mm-hmm. They didn't really even solidify what happened between the breaking of the engagement. They just said, oh, Larry's not gonna
magazine.
Be here.
I'm gonna like go search the prop department and be like, "Where is the Tahani Where and Larry breakup Larry magazine? I want it. I want it now."
Yeah,
I love that. But that's how they just she's just flipping through it like poor Larry.
Yeah, which is a Tahani thing to do for sure. Definitely a Tahani thing to do.
Definitely.
Don't feel bad for that Hemsworth.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Eleanor said, my mom better be dead or else I'm going to kill her. So I can't wait to see what happens with Eleanor and mommy and her mommy issues. Oh, that's going to be fun. And I love how they did Jason and, you know, man and man, Jason and dad and Eleanor with mom. I can't wait. What are you guys looking forward to the most coming out of that? Besides just laughing your butt off.
I think that we'll get to see more of, like, why Eleanor is the way she is. Because I think that those few flashbacks that we have had when she was, like, a child has already given us sort of that indication. So finding out more and really focusing in on that storyline, I'm just excited to see sort of what made her this way.
I'm interested to see, too, if it's a scenario where Eleanor tries to save her mom and if she's successful or not. Like, that's, I think, kind of the big thing is, like, if... Because we've already seen, so far, Jason has had to make kind of, I mean, on this show it's not depressing, but it's kind of heartbreaking when you think of it. It's like he's having to give up on his father and his salvation to try to save somebody else. So it's like, I mean, Eleanor, I think because she's more aware of her scenario too, she, I don't think, will give up on her mom. I think that's going to be something that it's going to just keep at her.
Yeah. Woo, that's going to be good. I can't wait. Especially Tahani, too. It seemed like hopefully they keep up with this whole grouping them together and just sticking with two storylines. Because actually, I liked it. I don't know if you guys liked it, but I liked it that way. And then we're going to go to our special segment, Chalk It Up to Chidi.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. I got to do my own music.
Stop.
Listen.
Okay, shout out to Jonathan and the man who is R. Michael, the architect of The Good Place here.
We have to be really quiet so we can hear it again. All right, go ahead, Jonathan.
Woo! And if you listen really closely, it spells out I Jeremy heart Jonathan. And Jeremy Barry. That yours was better.
Nice.
So this episode, they didn't dive into the actual ethics as much. Last episode, I know you guys really had to dive into
Thanks for not being here.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and say I was pretty sad, too, because, well, a little less sad because I watched it at home and I just rewound the Chidi scene over and over. I'm not going to lie.
This is a 2-hour episode.
Once again, guys.
But I have to say, this too, and everybody was like, how is Chidi so ripped? This makes no sense. Eleanor said it repeatedly. If you go back and you watch when she's talking, it's when she's talking about like her crush on Chidi, when she's like, you know, he's smart, he's great, he's surprisingly jacked.
Yeah.
Like she references this repeatedly. So I was like, she trying to warn you guys.
She tried to warn you.
But basically, I just wanted to say, since he was diving into his whole nihilistic rant, we talked a little bit about nihilism the week before and kind of the difference between true nihilism, this Kierkegaard idea that there is no intrinsic meaning, his words that it's like, there's no point, do whatever, life is empty, versus Sartre, who was a student of Kierkegaard, who said that you can find your own meaning in life if you just create it yourself. There's no intrinsic meaning, but there can be meaning if you find it, which is why I am now calling Chidi Sartre, because his abs are giving me a reason to live.
Wow. Right.
Oh. And I'm done.
Thanks so much.
And that was Chalk It Up to Chidi. Chidi, please take your shirt off at least a few more episodes just for the panel. I mean, for Elena, for sure. We won't fight over him like Janet and like Janet's fighting over Jason.
I also feel like I'm allowed to make a joke about abs if you use the word Sartre, if you make it like highbrow.
That's true.
It's a philosophy.
I agree with
you
that.
I'll give you a peek what I did there.
Nice. And then we also photo, right?
Yeah, so this was really, really cool. We love hearing from all of you guys. And with Halloween coming up, we want everybody to send us any photos of you guys dressed up for Halloween.
Nice.
There was a Halloween party this past weekend, and a big Good Place fan, Peter.
Woo, Peter.
Dressed up. And I'll be honest, I didn't know quite at first who he was until he told me.
Yeah.
And then check it out with this photo of Michael. Yes, side by side.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, I love it. So
he
the full midlife crisis, Michael absolutely killed it. Props to Peter. That's love so good. Look at that. It's so good. That is, I mean, just channeling Ted Danson to the max. I love it.
And he actually had to find the episode, too. Like, yes! Like, he doesn't dress like that it's all the time.
Perfect, yeah. It's he like the perfect the midlife crisis. Yeah.
And it was like, listen, this is going to be my photo. I'm going to kill it at Halloween. Like, he great did. Job, Peter.
Even, like, awesome the posture.
The whole dance, the way he was walking around, too. He was just like, yeah. Like, all, it was so perfect. He's I was, thorough, like, killing boy. It. So if you guys dress up as any characters from The Good Place, please send it to us. We love hearing from you guys. And we'll put it on the show.
Heck yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Fork yeah.
And what's,
fork
what's, yeah. Fork, what the fork? And what's in our news today, Taylor?
Yeah.
We have a... Yeah. Oh, I was like, I'm not doing this without the music.
I'm not going to rush Jonathan.
So Jamila Jamil, who plays Tahani, is amazing. And her Twitter is like... so inspirational and positive, and she's just very much like an activist, and especially for body positivity, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And one fan kind of pointed out how one of the scenes in The Good Place, she still had stretch marks kind of like above her breast, and she was like, I love that you guys kept this in here because it gives realistic expectations.
It happens.
Women have stretch marks, and like I'm sure men have stretch marks too. Like
actually,
people,
guys, let me know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's a thing. You, if you have a body, like there's gonna be little, you know, I guess imperfections. Even though
I think stretch marks are pretty. I don't know. It's just me. I think they're pretty. I think it looks cool.
It's just, a fact of life. And
go ahead, Tahani.
So Jamila quoted that tweet and was just like, yes, because she's been very outspoken about that and about how she just like hates it when some social media influencers like on Instagram will like do the appetite suppressant lollipops and teas, and she's been just very much outspoken about how much she thinks that is like damaging, especially to young girls. And then she also has talked a lot this week about how she's a huge advocate for LGBT roles to be played by LGBT LGBT actors, and about how there's a real shortage of those sort of roles in Hollywood, and how she thinks that you know, people with that experience just bring something sort of no one else really can. So I thought that was cool. She's great, and her social media is the bomb. If you just want to feel good about yourself and about the world, follow her on Twitter.
I love her.
Jamil for president.
Yeah.
I love her.
And she's so opposite of her character. You know, Tahani is so superficial, but Jamil, I call her Jay because we're cool like that. Jay, Jay is just so down to earth, and she's a total opposite. I think that's so cool.
She is.
I love her. This show, too, I just love how this show has such a diverse cast and so many diverse elements, but it's all just very subtly done. Like, none of it's not like, look at how diverse we are. Look at us standing up for LGBTQ rights. It's just like very subtle, dropped in, just very normal. And I love it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
They're doing a great job. Good Place. And last but not least, we're going to get into our predictions.
Ooh. Very Halloween music.
Yeah, I'll let you guys start at the hymns. Is that right? Is that a thing?
Worth like Larry? Sorry.
Elena, you're killing me.
Yeah, no.
But don't worry. If we do kill you, you'll go to The Good Place. I feel
so. I don't know.
Thank you so much. That's the nice thing anyone's ever said to me.
You needed that today.
I did. Wow. Yes.
Adding more points as we speak. I see. Yes, you're totally
She's just trying to add points over here. She's aware of The Good Place.
I already know. Mine are too low. I'm like with Donkey Doug. Like, it's like, give up.
So this whole season, this whole series, really, the past three seasons, has been them talking about these four people and then all of the demons, everybody asking Michael and really harping, why these four? Why specifically these four? Of all of the billions of people, why specifically? And so that's been kind of a thing that's resonated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with what they've now, their Soul Squad Brigade, is that SS. They're SS, that they have said, you know, we can no longer get any points. Like, we're damned regardless. We already know this. So now we're going to use our time on Earth to try to help other people. I think that because we see the whole manifest that Janet and Michael write about everything that they've learned, that the whole thing is that these four people have basically been arranged by a bigger cosmic force to make Michael and make all of them reevaluate the system, because ultimately I think they are going to go to The Good Place. It's going to be you thought that your points maxed out, and because you thought that you were damned, that's going to allow you to continue to get points, helping all these people selflessly
without any sort of reward, mm-hmm. that's going to validate them to get them to the good place. Hmm. But I feel like it's specifically those four, because since each of them kind of represent a different type of ethics, so they keep going back to the virtue ethics with Tahani, the consequentialism with Eleanor, kind of, you know, what is going to mm-hmm. happen with... And then going all the way back to the deontology, which Eleanor kind of falls into too, mm-hmm. is like, it's right or wrong based on the strict rules, and are you following these rules of society? I think because each of them represent mm-hmm. kind of those ideas, mm-hmm. the four of them together is going to be what breaks the whole system. Mm. And it's them, huh. then it's because none of them have malicious intent and all of them are coming from a different ideology. Is they all represent everyone who falls into that ideology. As it's huh. saying, I don't think that any of these people should be damned because it was a scenario where we weren't given the full kind of stance, I guess, like the all mm-hmm. of the circumstances.
That's really good.
And now that we are able to represent all of these people who fall into our ideology and educate them and give them this choice.
Mm-hmm. They become like gatekeepers a little bit. Yeah. Kind of like a Michael. So in essential, in like... In essence, they will become demons, right? Because they will be... She's like, demons? No, that's not the right word. But I don't know if they will be angels, but I will see them as, like, another Michael, and Michael's a demon, so...
Michael's a demon, but he's a cool, like, demon. His job is architect. And mm-hmm. so you imagine there's also angels that are architects of good places.
Yeah. I think that will happen, but so, I wonder if that's going to be season 4.
I don't think that they're going to ever be architects. That. I don't think that they're mm-hmm. ever going to design the afterlife. I think it's going to be them... kind of helping the people who fall under their ideology to not be sent to the bad place and ultimately breaking it and creating a middle place. Because huh. that's what Eleanor's been pushing.
That's a good deep. Prediction. Yeah, I deep. Also think that we will find these four in the good place. I said it last week because we've explored the bad place, the middle place, Earth. So, like, where else are we to
every
go?
Place, yeah.
But the good place, the real good place.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. I really do think that they'll end up there somehow, either if it's like their points didn't actually max out or like. Even before, because I don't think that we got specifically, like, what their point total was before they maxed out. So we don't know, like, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. they True. Had enough before they, you know, sort of maxed out. But I think some way, somehow, they will get there. And then a very much smaller prediction. I don't know that we've seen the last of Simone. I don't know. I hope we see her again. I feel like, I mean, we got, like, closure with her, but it was, like... sort of really fast. Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it I mean, quick. It is kind of open-ended because he says, I hope you keep the study going.
And he doesn't want to break up with her. Like, he said he does not
but
want to.
But they're not going
to
be in Australia anymore. And she's in Australia at the university. He doesn't have any ties there anymore. So we're seeing them leave and physically go thousands of miles away.
I don't know. Anything can happen. I just think that we'll the see her place. Again. Like, even if it's not maybe next episode, like... end of this season mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
and, hurt. And I think them going to the good place is going to be a series finale type of thing. I think they're going to keep finding ways to struggle. They're going to keep resetting it. They're going to keep doing whatever it takes to keep us interested. And then let's say they end the season at maybe season 7. Then it's like, oh, open up the gates and walk through, my child. I don't know why.
I hope it's 7 yeah. seasons.
And I think Morgan Freeman is going to be somewhere in this season, yeah. okay? Morgan Freeman is going to be God. That's my prediction. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Real quick, ladies, you know, tell them where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can find me here on AfterBuzz TV doing a bunch of different after shows and stuff.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elphaba_Anne, on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_. And like Elena, I do many other after shows. I'm doing Lotto SVU tonight and the new Legacy show tonight. So nice. Definitely catch those too.
And I'm Funny Sarai on social media, FunnySayrie on Instagram and Twitter. I don't know why I did British. I don't know, whatever.
Tahani.
And also, you can catch me on the Empire After Show Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Awesome.
And until later, folks, you stay in the good place and out of the bad place.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.